This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, today I had a very interesting question thrown my way in my mailbag. And it was one of those questions that kind of caught me off guard. But I think one of the things is I don't know that I answered it completely the way that I wanted to, because it did catch me off guard. But it's the kind of question where you have to take a look at the criteria before you actually answer the question. And so, like, for instance, when you think about the criteria of sometimes people ask you, well, who's better, you know, this or that or whatever, you always have to say, well, what's the criteria? You know, who's the MVP? What's the criteria? Well, in this one, it was, is the 2016 Steeler draft the worst they've ever had because none of the players that were drafted in that draft, 2016, are still on the team? And it's an interesting question, but again, that got me to thinking, and if I had to answer it again, I think I would have liked to thrown it back and say, what is the criteria? What is the criteria? And I think, it's going to be interesting how you sort of measure a draft. Do you say, do you put a lot of stock in the first round pick, in other words? I mean, if you think, well, if the first round pick is a bust, it means the draft is terrible, or it means the draft is bad unless they did something miraculous, if that's the way you look at it, then it probably changes the way you do things, as opposed to if you're somebody that says, well, top to bottom, this, you can have a bad first round pick, but top to bottom, what is your draft like? So, I guess that's the biggest question is, what's the criteria? I actually think that if you look at the first round pick, it can't be a total bust. For a draft to be successful, your first round pick has to be at least a player that played, was functional, that you got something out of. It can't be completely just, this was a total bust, but the second, third, and fourth round picks were good. To me, that's not a great draft. I mean, you have to hit on your first round pick. And if your first round pick is a bust, then that sets your draft up and you to take a look at the rest of it and say, well, this draft isn't actually very good, right? So I look at that 2016 draft. And, it's pretty much started and the tone was set the wrong way when they drafted Artie Burns, who I think by every measure has been a bust or was a bust, right? He's no longer with the team. You would think a first-round pick from 2016 would be a guy that they would offer, you know, to pick the fifth-year option up and all that other stuff. Clearly, he just was not a good player. So that's a bad start for the 2016 draft. The second-round pick was Sean Davis. If Sean Davis was a fifth-rounder, I probably would say it was a good selection for the Steelers, the kind of player that you find late in the draft that turns out to be functional and all that other stuff. With your second round pick, though, it's got to be better than that. I mean, I think Sean Davis was a really painfully average player at best, and there are some who are saying I'm probably being generous when I say that. I mean, I think he was a functional, okay NFL player. So your first-round pick in this draft is a bust in Artie Burns. Your second-round pick is Sean Davis, and he really, you know, is a very average player. Now, your third-round pick was Javon Hargrave, and I think he was a reasonably good player for the Steelers, but he had a limited role for most of his time here. You know, it wasn't really till last year that we got to start to see him flash his talent, and by that point, he's gone. He got he got signed somewhere else, and he's gone. I think for a third-round pick, you've got to give them, you know, a pretty high grade. I think they got reasonable value. Their fourth-round pick is Gerald Hawkins. I mean, you know, again, at that level of the draft, you're not looking for a superstar, but you're also looking for somebody that can be functional. And I don't even know that he was functional. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he get cut his first year? If you're cutting your fourth-round pick his first year, that says everything you need to know about how bad that pick was. Your sixth-round pick was Travis Feeney. I mean, again, total waste of a pick. I mean, he just didn't really turn into much of anything. Then you had DeMarcus Ayers, who, I don't know, how would you classify him? I think he was a below-average football player who, you know, had a skill set of some degree, but not really that much of a, you know. I mean, he was okay. Then you had Tyler Matakevich in the seventh round. Now, Tyler Matakevich, as a third or fourth rounder, probably would be disappointed. As a seventh rounder, the fact that he was a really more than functional special teams guy who occasionally was able to fill in and play a little bit at linebacker wasn't great. But he was able to be productive. I mean, you got some value out of that seventh-round pick. So, all in all, I mean, this was, you know, you look back at the 2016 draft. Yes, it was bad. You know, if you're grading based on where they were picked, you know, Artie Burns is an F, isn't he? I mean, he's got to be. Your first-round pick's a bust, that's an F. Sean Davis, your second-round pick. Maybe a D plus. Hargrove as your third rounder, probably a B plus. Hawkins, it's an F. You know, Feeney in the sixth round, I mean, it's a C. I mean, it is what it is. You get what you can get in the sixth round. DeMarcus Ayers is probably a C. Matakevich as a seventh rounder is probably a B. So, wasn't completely a failing card, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a draft. And I went through a bunch of them and looked at them. You'd be hard-pressed to find a worse draft for the Steelers just because I think the first thing is, you know, you have had some busts with your first rounder. But, I mean, like in 2015, you had Bud Dupree. Your next three were Senquez Golson, Sammy Coates, and Dorian Grant. Not very good. You had Ciccolo and Jesse James picked in that draft. That draft isn't very good either. But I give it the edge. I give it a little bit of an edge over 16 because Bud Dupree has turned out to be a pretty good player. You know, if it was the first 3 years of Bud Dupree, that draft I might say is worse than 16. But Bud Dupree has turned out to be a pretty good player. He's gotten paid. He's obviously gotten better every year. He's a big part of what they do. On the strength of the first rounder there, I would say basically you're talking about that draft being better. And that's really what it comes down to. So there's that. And then I think, you know, if you look at it, a couple of other drafts I looked at that I thought were kind of bad, right? Like 2012. Again, because David DeCastro was your first round pick, you give that draft an edge over Artie Burns just on the strength of that. But look at the rest of that draft. Mike Adams, Sean Spence, Alameda Tiamo, Chris Rainey, Tony Clemens, David Paulson, Terrence Frederick, and Kelvin Beachum. I mean, 2012, I don't know. I mean, is that really better than 2016? I mean, I guess it is. Again, using my criteria, if your first rounder is a bust, you get an F, or, you know, it's a really bad draft. I mean, DeCastro's obviously been a really, really good player. But the rest of that draft is pretty much a waste of time, right? I mean, there's some other ones. 2009, once again, Ziggy Hood. I don't know that he was quite the bust that Artie Burns is, but he's close. I mean, he was not very much. I mean, he was okay. I shouldn't say that. He was okay. He wasn't really what you're looking for from a first rounder. Craig Urbick was your second rounder. Mike Wallace was a pretty good player, and Keenan Lewis was a pretty good player, so that sort of saves that class. That's another class. You just look at it and you say, boy, that wasn't very good. So I was going through the one other one I'll talk about that I forgot about was the 97 class. Once again, Chad Squat was the first rounder. So on the strength of that over Artie Burns, you probably give the edge to 97. But after him was Will Blackwell, Paul Wiggins, Mike Vrabel, George Jones, Daryl Porter, Rod Manuel, and Mike Adams. It's not exactly a who's who of really good football players. And so, I mean, I think the reason I brought this up is, you know, again, it was part of my mailbag today. And a lot of times on Wednesday, I try and do a segment just based on something that strikes my interest from the mailbag. You look at some of these drafts, and if you look at them in their entirety, there's a few things that you realize. One, it's hard to draft. It's hard to draft. Two, and I think this is the other thing, you're not going to hit on every single draft pick. Three, there's a lot of years where you waste a lot of draft picks. And I bet you if I went through a lot of teams, there would be very similar results. A number of drafts where you just had a lot of guys who just never really panned out. But the fact that the 2016 draft, there's not a single player on this year's team, that's not a very good thing, really. That's one of those things that makes you scratch your head, actually. You look at the next year, for instance, you've got Juju and T.J. Watt at the top of it. And James Conner was also drafted that year. I mean, so, you know, there's some value at the top of that. 2018, yeah, it looks like you got Terrell Edmonds, who I think he's a very average player. James Washington, jury's still out. Mason Rudolph, jury's still out. Chukwuma Okorafor, jury's still out. You know, you got a lot of players there that could turn out to be really good players, but I don't know that you're necessarily going to get a ton of value out of that class unless James Washington and Chukwuma Okorafor, you know, come around. But, yeah, it's really difficult to draft. That is one of the things that I really picked up and going through that exercise is that it's not easy to draft, you know, a lot of players every single year. So if you get three or four good ones out of each a draft class, it's a really good draft class. The Paul Zeiss Show brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the Fan. Archie's the home of 60 Cent Wings Monday through Thursday. It's also the home of the Paul Zeiss Grilled Cheese Sandwich. Coming up, we've got Joe Lednowski from the Joe Lednowski Show. And we'll talk to him next. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.